Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number three of a Magic City Monday. We got Quadri Ismail, Super Bowl champion, now a radio host in Baltimore, WJZ, the Purple pregame show. So obviously that's about the Ravens. And Rob, did you cover Quadri in high school?
Yes, which I Quadri and Rocket, I covered them.
Both of them, wow.
In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Weren't you only there like 6 months?
Huh?
So they were, how far apart were they?
Not that far. They were both in high school.
Was it a year? Okay, a year or two?
Yeah, probably a year. I don't know.
They both were superstars, I imagine.
They were running everybody off the track in Wilkes-Barre, you know?
Right.
And probably... Right. Those two guys and me were probably the only black people in Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know Wilkes-Barre was like that.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Was not Bobby Sura there when you were there? I think he's from there.
Yeah,
I covered him with the Cavs.
There. Yeah. Greg Skrapanek, who played at Michigan and in the NFL, Chris, he was there too. He was there when I was there. But those two guys were unbelievable. I mean, when
they had great college careers.
Think about them.
And, you know, and I was only there for 5 months. I worked there, but very, very distinctly, I remember them. And they remember me because I was, how many black writers were covering high school sports in Wilkes-Barre?
You were probably you the only one at that paper, probably.
Yeah, I was.
First one? Yeah.
I don't know about all first, right. But I was the first. I was the only one at that
Well,
time.
Rob, we got right now, unless I know I'm behind a little bit, but I believe it's 6-0. 6-0 Buffalo, 2 field goals against Tennessee. And, you know, not much action yet. It's early in the second quarter. Obviously, neither team has scored a touchdown. So far, Buffalo's shut down Derrick Henry, 4 carries, 8 yards. But, you know, he gets better the more carries he gets as the game goes on. So, a lot of football still to be played.
Kind of surprised at how low scoring it is, you know. And, yeah. Buffalo, didn't they get an interception or a fumble in Tennessee
interception.
Zone? Yep. Yeah,
interception.
I mean, they were right there, and they only got they couldn't punch it in.
Right.
They were, like, within the inside the 40.
And Tennessee's not known for great defense, so that's –
kind of surprised.
Yeah, they need to step up. But baseball, Rob, obviously you got the Red Sox and the Astros – and the Red Sox have jumped all over Houston in this one.
This is unbelievable because the Red Sox have 3 grand slams, Chris, in the ALCS. That's this is game 3.
We're only game 3, right.
They got 3 grand slams. They hit 2 in the first 2 innings of, what was that, game 2. And now they got 1 tonight. And the Astros have gotten a combined, you ready for this, 5 1/3 innings from their starting pitchers in the first 3 games of the series. They should be down.
Is it the 3 starters who've given up the grand slams?
Well, I know it was in the first and second innings. Yeah,
so you
probably
would think,
was.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
I mean, they've only lasted 5 1/3 innings in 3 games. The starters. I mean, that's
nothing. Let me ask you this.
That's like an opener. That ain't a starter. You know what I mean?
If the Red Sox were using trash cans, would you be like, you know what? Let it go.
No,
it's fair.
No. The Red Sox? No, I wouldn't do that.
Just because the Astros did it, hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, no,
just this
no.
one series.
I see what you're saying. No,
I'm just messing.
Nah. No, because the Red Sox had their own little scandal.
Right.
It wasn't as deep as Houston, and they didn't get, you know, penalized like Houston did by the commissioner. But still, I am surprised at where we are that they're down 6-0. I thought the Astros had a shot. I didn't think their starting pitching would collapse like this.
They look. It's 1-1. So
no, it ain't
lose,
over.
It's
right.
A 7-game series. Yeah, they're still alive. But yeah, this one, you know, we'll see.
And you
if
know
they
what? You're
battle.
Right. You're right. And because it doesn't matter, Chris. You could lose 2-1 or 10-0. You still lost. Like, it's a loss.
Right. Exactly.
It really doesn't matter how bad.
And to be honest, Rob, it's only the second inning, so they might come back in this one.
Yeah, you're
not
right.
Out of the question. Wow.
If you get 3 runs, you're right back in the game because then you could just – all you need is a 3-run homer to tie it. It's not out of the question.
And Rob, sure. You heard me. I just said that Buffalo had shut down Derrick Henry. Guess what he just did?
What'd he do?
He just went off tackle 76 yards for the touchdown.
Unbelievable.
He really is old school. Remember, these didn't used to be that – I won't say they were commonplace, but you used to see runs like this, you know? Tony Dorsett.
No, a lot more.
Camp, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Now it's like few and far between. He's almost the only one that does this.
But you know why I think it is? This is just me. I think because there's so much passing in the league, you play defenders deeper, whereas back in the running back days, you used to play
good point.
In the box and close to the line, Chris. So if you broke through that line, there was nobody home.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, I think
Barry
you're right
Sanders
on the money.
And those guys were running the football. You had to have your 11 man on the line of scrimmage.
Right. And to your point, because Tennessee doesn't have much of a passing game or not a great one, they do play them more like a, you know, an old
like
school
a, right.
team. Yeah, you defend them more like you did the older teams.
You're going to
so, yeah,
make
that's
them
a great
right.
point.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's
point.
Why we don't see it like cuz there's always somebody out there,
seems
you
deeper.
Know.
Yeah,
right.
A couple guys who are back there. Yeah, so you might get a 26, 27-yard run.
But you're not getting 75 yards
there, right.
very seldom. Right,
right, this is, right. But this dude, man, he is awesome, Rob. He is
When we met him at the Super Bowl, I was like, as he looks bigger in uniform and shoulder pads, right?
You right.
Remember
because he's about, what, he's 6'3". He wasn't quite as tall as you.
No.
He was pretty put together, though.
No. I'm not saying, but still it wasn't. Like, you know, when you don't have all that stuff on, you don't look nearly as big or menacing.
Well, you know how it is, Robert. I've been shocked a lot of times. You meet a former defensive back, and he's up at whether we were at ESPN or now at Fox, and you're like, wow, I'm bigger than this dude.
Right.
You know what
you're
I mean? Like they must just be burners. Obviously, they were just guys who had tons of speed. But, it's not uncommon to feel that way when you see some of these guys. But anyway, that's the update on the games going on. Let's get to Aaron Rodgers, Rob. We kind of joked around about him earlier. How'd you feel, you know, a lot of people, you know, everybody saw the highlights. Obviously, they dismantled the Bears this weekend. And after he scored a running touchdown, he had two passing touchdowns and one running.
Right, that iced the game. The run
iced the game. And I guess some woman in the crowd flipped him, you know,
the double bird.
Yeah, the double bird. And he went off. He was like, I own you. I still own you. Every day of my life, I own you. And threw it in expletive.
But you can hear it, though, Chris. Like, if you watch the video.
Right. Yeah, I heard it live when he was watching the game. Yeah, just watching the game, you could tell.
You know, I was in the sports book, so I couldn't hear it. But when I watched, you know, the clips and stuff like that, I could clearly hear it. It wasn't somebody making up a old wise tale, you know, like
he was done. And I'm gonna say this: there's a part of me. It was cool. I like trash talk, you know, as long as it doesn't go beyond, you know, the pale. But I'm all for that. I like Aaron's attitude. You know, after the game, he kind of was smiling about it, laughing about it. And so I like all that. But there's another part of me, Rob, and I got to be honest. He was punching down. He was punching down. Like, you own the Bears? Okay. Who doesn't? I mean, the Bears have been I know they're historic. And all that, George Halas.
That's your rival, though, Chris.
The Bears franchise.
The Bears and Packers are a rival, though.
Right, because everybody in the division, I mean, I don't think you'd call Detroit a rival, but Minnesota and Chicago, right? They're kind of your rivals. But, Rob, you know what I'm saying. Like, he was punching down. Can you admit that?
No.
Like, if LeBron goes, the Lakers go to Toronto and LeBron drops 38, and is in the crowd like, I own you. I still own you. Every day of my life, I own you. Wouldn't it be like, okay.
No, the difference,
own the Bucks. Own the Nets. All right, own one of them.
No, the difference, though.
Great, you own the Raptors.
It is, I think, when you look at certain, it's like the Michigan, to me, like Michigan, Ohio State. Like Ohio State owns Michigan. And they're going to play it up every single chance they get. And the Bears, their rivalry goes back like 100 years or something. Like, it's a long-standing, you know, monsters of the Midwest and the Bears and the Chicago, and the Green Bay Packers and the snow
monsters
and the frozen
of the Midway,
tundra. Yeah, and all that. You know, like, there's a real long history. And I don't think it was always like that. I don't think the Packers have always Bears early on. It wasn't.
In the 60s, the 50s
right.
and 60s.
Right, I know.
But
I mean,
Rob,
it's been a while.
That's 70 years ago. I mean, really?
But
Bears have been bad. Rodgers is 22-3 against the Bears.
No, it's been unbelievable, to be honest.
So, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not – the Bears, yes, they won it in 85. I mean, even that, Rob, was almost 40 years ago. But they've been a bad team since then. And I get it. You're right. If we go way back to the days of Dick Butkus and
– it's – right.
Vince Lombardi, then, maybe back then it was a little bit of a battle. But
he's
22-5. 22-5 against the Bears.
22-5. But I just Aaron loved Rodgers. His energy, you know, what, like, after week one, people were questioning whether or not he's in. He got so emotional, excited when they beat the 49ers in San Francisco in that game. And then just to see him, he did the discount double check, which I haven't seen in years. Have you? When he scored the touchdown, he was on his knees.
I don't recall. Yeah, I saw him do it.
I haven't seen him do that in years. I'm not even kidding. So I don't know, you know, what made him feel like so great about it. And then,
well, it was
I don't know if the fan didn't do that. Yeah, but I don't know if the fans didn't do that, if he would have done it. I think it was just one of those moments. You know what I mean? Like, you look up and you see this woman in the crowd, and she's sticking her middle fingers at you saying, F you, Aaron Rodgers. So what if you are going to beat us? We can't stand you.
But, so when LeBron goes to Toronto this year, or Boston, and drops, you know, a 40-piece, and is like, I own you. Every day of my life, I own you. You're going to be like, yeah, I love it.
Nah, cool, I don't look at it the same. That's a rivalry?
Well, Boston, I mean, by your standards, L.A.-Boston obviously is a rivalry.
Nah, back in the day, LeBron's been here for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has played in 27 games.
Yeah, but he's a Laker now. He's been a Laker now for a few years.
How many games have they played against each other? I don't take it the same.
So is there a team, is there a middle-of-the-road team that LeBron could go to, talk that type of trash, and you'd be like, that was cool?
I mean,
if you talk that against Milwaukee, against Brooklyn, it's a okay. So he was in Cleveland. Who was a rivalry? Indiana. So he goes to Indiana. Yeah, he had in rivalry with Paul George and him in Indiana when he was in Miami and Cleveland. So if he goes to Indiana and they're middle of the road, middling selves, and he's in the Hoosier Dome or wherever they played, what's the Conseco Fieldhouse, and he's killing them. He Malcolm Brogdon's got nothing for him. Domantas Sabonis can't handle him. And he's like, I own you. You cool with that?
I would just – you'd have to give me more. I mean, I just don't have a feel
the
for another team.
The Rob Parker will go to.
I just don't have a feel for any other team is what I'm saying. The LeBron scenario that you're painting, I don't have one. If he had dominated somebody really that was their division –
What about – okay, how about Tom Brady
rival,
against the
it'd
Jets?
How about Tom Brady
against the Jets? Why not? Division rival?
The Jets haven't done anything, but that whole
have
division.
Have the Bears?
Yes, they won a division. They went to the Super Bowl.
That was 1985.
No, they didn't. They went with the other quarterback. They went to the Super Bowl against Peyton Manning in 2001.
Yeah, Lovie Smith.
Who's the quarterback? The little
Rex
guy.
Grossman was
Rex
the quarterback.
Rex Grossman was
Lovie,
the quarterback.
Was the
what year was that, Rob G?
That was
went
a long
to the Super
time
Bowl
ago, too. That was like 2010, was it?
Yeah, but that 10 years ago. You acted like they knew.
The Jets were good. Hold on. We talked about how many straight AFC championship games did
yeah,
the Jets
Yeah, but they
make?
Never got to the Super Bowl. All I'm saying
Rob,
is you,
stop it. You're
making,
making
it like
excuses.
The, you're making
right.
like
hey,
the Bears never did anything. You were like,
1985.
They went to the Super Bowl in the 2000s.
Now I feel even worse about what Rodgers did. Because if Tom Brady went to New York with the Jets and was like, I own you. Every day of your life, I own you. You know it would be sad.
And you
sad.
Know what Jets would say?
It would
Jet
be
fans
downright
would say,
sad.
You're right. You do because you had the videotape. That's
gosh.
Why. That's
the only reason.
That's why that's Eric Mangini reason. Made us think about it. Yeah, you're right. You do own us. You own us and our practice and our defensive signals. You're right.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to win. Was Aaron Rodgers punching down at the Bears fans when he said, I own you? I own you. When his game-clinching touchdown. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards, from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
That's Big Daddy.
And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination because they offer free battery services, things like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and, as I said, America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. We got time for a few calls on Aaron Rodgers. Was he punching down when he went trash talk on the Chicago Bears?
All right, let's kick it off with Zach in South Dakota. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Zach?
Not much. How you guys doing tonight, man?
Doing good.
We are good, man. How are you?
Well, I'll kick it off with saying, you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, so I have plenty of reasons not to like Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think necessarily with punching down, but why the heck wasn't it called taunting? Why wasn't he flagged for taunting?
Well, because he was talking trash to the fans. It wasn't
right,
to
another player. Yep.
You can talk all the trash you want as long as it's not in somebody's face. But you know what I'm saying, Rob?
No, that was it. No. Definitely. Right. That was it.
I don't like
to
the taunting rule, personally. Yeah,
no,
I don't like
the
taunting rule.
I think
the
NFL, yeah. You know, we saw this a few years back, number of years, when they turned into the no-fun league.
Right.
And they stopped everybody from, you know, you want to shut people up, don't let them score. Don't stuff
right.
like that.
I mean, you don't want to let it get out of hand, but they've gone too far. You know what I mean? They've gone to the extreme.
They take the fun out of the game.
Right. Show a little emotion. Yeah.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Sean, I'm coming your way.
My uncle from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Christmas coming to Sacramento in November.
Yes.
I cannot wait. Club Fantasy, Club Paradise, Centerfolds, man. Every girl in Sac State tuition getting paid in December, baby.
Right. Now, Sean. You be calling up here talking about you all in love. And
he got a baby
you and your
coming.
Baby, and you got a baby
Chris,
coming and all. Now you talking
I'm
about
using my,
hitting
I'm
them
using
places.
My hall pass in November, man. I just
That's
took
right.
out to Portland, spent about a rack just buying her stuff out for her and the baby. Hey, it's daddy time in November. Come get at me. We hitting up daddy,
hey.
Baby. We getting the chicken and everything, baby.
Hey, Sean, if I don't see you when I come to Sacramento, I'm going to be bummed out, all right?
Hey, man, Sean, really, Rob, y'all going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And
I'm going to the hey.
We going to turn it up, Uncle Rob, I guarantee you. Don't nobody
right.
know Sacramento like I know Sacramento. I'm taking you to every kind of club out here, bro.
I'm going to the Kings game that night. I can't remember who they're playing. After that game, we'll meet up, we'll go out, have a couple of adult beverages, and put some girls through school, okay?
Me, hey, we're going to need Uncle Mark to stay up past 6 p.m. that night, too. He's going to have to come
right.
out, too, man.
That's
a
right.
A little family reunion. Chris, man, if you don't get your butt up out of Jersey and come to California one time, you need to do it, too, bro.
I don't know when I'm going to be back in Cali.
Yeah, he ain't coming back. He'll be here
back
when California
Cali.
Falls into the Pacific
Cali.
Ocean. He'll come to pick up his clothes.
When the Kings win the championship, we'll see Chris out here, right?
He'll be here the day before the California falls into the Pacific looking for his stuff. Yeah.
Hey, we'll see him on the life after the Pacific.
Got,
so my take real quick, y'all, is – how are you mad at that, Chris? Punching down, man. You got to think
like
about
I said,
his audience,
I
man.
I kind of, but hold on. Like I said, I there's a part of me that likes because I like some trash talk. But it
you
was punching
you
down.
You'd rather see something like Jared Goff, the same expression on his face, up 25, down 25?
I'm just asking you. Answer this question. If LeBron goes to Toronto this year, and he had a little, you know, I wouldn't call it a rivalry, owned him like Aaron has the Bears. And, you know, went back there.
I don't
there.
Think that's a real rival.
He called it LeBronto. You
okay,
can't tell
so,
me he's going to take them things
so
seriously.
So if he goes back to Toronto and he drops 40 on them and he gets all up in their grill, I own you. He's yelling it into the crowd. Is that you going to be like, oh, that was great? Or you going to be like, come
hey,
on, LeBron. Yeah,
I'm
going okay,
to be like,
rappers.
I'm going to be like, that's great. And I can't wait for the Odd Couple to talk about this on the show tomorrow, man. You know you love it, Chris. Don't
I'm
front,
just
huh?
saying, man. I'm just keeping it real. You know, you punch right. it down. I mean, that's all. All right, we got Kadri Ismail, Super Bowl champion, and now a host on WJZ Baltimore Purple pregame show. He'll join us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest won a Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl champion. That's right. Now he works
at WJZ in Baltimore on the Purple Pregame Show. We welcome in Kadri Ishmael. Kadri, welcome to the iCup.
What's happening?
Fellas, what's going on with you?
Hey, you know I got to ask you this question. Do you remember me when you were in high school or not?
Well, yeah, you were at the Times Leader or the Citizens Voice?
At the Times Leader. There weren't that many black sports writers in Wilkes-Barre. I said to Chris earlier, you guys were – I was covering a high school track back then. This is 1986. And you and Rocket were just running over everybody. And I don't know how many other, you know, high school sports writers or black ones, but I do remember you guys vividly in high school, and I was just wondering if you remembered.
Absolutely. It's interesting because – Wilkes-Barre, there weren't, and the Wyoming Valley in general, there weren't that many black athletes there, too. So we had a little kindred spirit when it came to dialoguing with one another.
Yes, no doubt. That's what I said to Chris. I said, this is how you tell whether or not there are any black people in the town. You go to McDonald's. If there are no black people working there, there are no black people in the town. So Wilkes-Barre was that.
Look, Kadri, the way you laughed, I was like, okay, this is either going to be reminiscing or embarrassing for Rob. No. But it sounds like you did remember.
He remembers me, yeah.
Absolutely. It was one of those things where you're a big fish in a little pond. The high school sports coverage in northeastern Pennsylvania and the Wyoming Valley was that of legend. So yes. Every time you turned around, you know, you're seeing your name or a picture in the paper. But it was a lot of fun. And obviously Rob doing his thing too. So he wrote well and didn't have any typos.
That's right.
Did you know Bobby Sura? He's younger
Absolutely.
Than you, I think. Okay, was he a little younger?
Oh, he was maybe two, 3 years younger, but oh man, Bob was like that's my guy. He was that of legend up there as well. He as far as people coming out of the Wyoming Valley, they did like the top 100 all time athlete, and I think Bob finished in the top five or something like that. He was probably the best basketball player to ever come out of the Wyoming Valley.
Yeah, he was great. I covered him with the Cavs his rookie year. Yeah.
And I think Greg Skrepanek was there, too, when you were in high school, wasn't he, who went to Michigan?
Absolutely. He was the legit first 300-pound lineman that came out of high school. Now everybody they creatine on down to all the lifts and everything. But Greg was just a monster of a man. I remember my brother conveniently was injured in the last game our junior year. And so Greg, in his senior year, I was like, okay, my coach comes up to me. He's like, hey, Q, you're going to go ahead and play tailback. Your brother's not going to play. So I get tackled by Greg, and Greg puts his hand up all in my face mask. His hand covered my entire face.
Wow.
I get up, and I'm like, bruh, I kind of had to recognize a little bit that I am not going to beat this mountain of a man, so I'm going to walk back to the huddle and readjust my face mask. But yeah, he was nationally recruited and decided to go to Michigan.
Yep, I remember him. I remember you guys. I was only there for 5 months, but it was a fun time. That was my first job out of college, first full-time job. So I remember Wilkes-Barre very, very vividly. So yeah. But let's talk about the Ravens and what they're doing. And Lamar, who has grown big time as a passer, he's playing great. What do you take away so far from what he's done this season so far?
I've seen what he did his MVP year. Every time he stepped on the field, you know, it was just electric. He was just so exciting, and the guys played well with him, and he got the most out of his teammates, and clearly a unanimous MVP. And I will say this year he's playing better than that year. This year you could see where his maturing as a quarterback has really started to take hold. I thought yesterday's game was one where you know, Justin Herbert was coming in with a lot of flowers, and everyone was just saying, wow, he's going to be the runaway MVP, and
yep.
Look at, you know, his numbers and all that. But Lamar, just his numbers weren't the gaudy numbers that we saw in the previous week. However, the way in which he was so incredibly efficient, just throwing the football as well as running the ball, just showed so much maturing as far as the way in which he sees the defense and how defensive schemes, while they say they are trying to figure him out or have figured him out, it remains to be seen. He really put on a clinic yesterday.
Kadri, I was saying before or in the offseason that I wanted to see the Ravens add like a big-time receiver to you know, really see what Lamar could do with a guy like that. We saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen, what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. They tried to get that guy, whether it was Kenny Galladay or Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, they tried to get guys. They didn't want to go there because they didn't think they'd be throwing the ball a lot. Do you think Rashad Bateman can become that guy? Or I do think in the offseason, if they go at receivers, that they will get, you know, guys will go there. So do you think? Yeah,
it's interesting you poise it that way, because 442 yards of passing offense. You go out to Denver, you have another 300 yards of passing offense. You go up to Detroit, he probably would have had another 300 had Hollywood Brown been able to haul in some of those easy catches that he had.
He missed three touchdowns. Right. It was ridiculous. Right. I was at Absolutely. That game.
But that being said, that just goes to show you that all those free agents that you mentioned, they made a critical error in judgment.
Right.
And
right.
whoever their agent is should be replaced. Because
I know they wish they went to Baltimore, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Daniel Jones is like, oh, Kenny, I want to throw it to you, but I just don't know how, and I keep getting sacked. Or, gosh, golly, I see another jersey, and the jersey looks much better than our big blue jersey, and I just throw it to the other jersey. Whereas Lamar, when you have, and this is what I was saying during the season, I'm like, look, Lamar's only going to get better, one. Number two, you got a guy that is dictating to the defense, we're going to run it down your throat. Any defensive coordinator, any D lineman, any defensive guy worth their weight, they're going to try to stop the run. So with that, now you got one-on-one coverage on the outside, or you got one single high safety. Like, to me, that's pitch and catch, and you should be licking your chops. It's designed, the way the rules are designed, it's designed to favor the offense. It's designed to throw the ball down the field. So I would have jumped at the opportunity. Now Juju, with his bad juju as far as his shoulder and being on IR and all the other things, I mean, that's on him. All of those guys, I think they made a bad mistake. Now to Bateman, he had the groin injury, but he came in yesterday, played 45 snaps, looked the part for his catches. They went for first downs. I will say this, though, he did have one go off his hands, and it was his last pass that resulted in a interception because of him misjudging his ability to snatch the ball out of the air. So there's work to be done, but I like the way he played. I like the way he ran routes. I like his decisiveness. And he's only going to get better the more he gets his opportunities in the games.
What do you make, Kadri, of those close ones? Because sometimes – you know, I look at when people win close games or games that look like when he came back and made that fourth down and 20-something, what was that, play to set up the field goal to beat Detroit. Then they came back also against Kansas City down 11 in the fourth quarter. What does that tell you about, you know, where he is and how dangerous he is no matter – where the game is, because that's like a trait now. He's never out of the game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, in the third quarter, even late in the third quarter, that the game was pretty much over as far as the Indianapolis game. And sure enough, he just leads them back down the field, score after score after score, and they go into overtime and throws just such the accurate pass to Hollywood Brown to steal the victory. And you look back at the stats, he is accounting for over 500 yards of offense. I think that's one of the greatest games, you know, comeback plus just his stats as a individual player that I've witnessed in quite a long time. I think the close games, it seasons you as a player. Anytime you get into a close contest and you come out victorious, and that's just a little feather in your cap. Yeah, you go look back at the film, you make your correction. But the more you win those games, when it comes to that later in the year push into January, and then, you know, if your team is good enough to get into the playoffs, it puts you in a position of Teflon, like, hey, nothing can stop me. I feel real confident. I know my teammates got my back. You're on the sideline, and you have this, okay, we've been here before, we know we've prevailed type of a mindset. So I think, you know, it's good that they've had these close games and they've been able to come away with the victories, whether it be a 66-yarder going through the uprights and Justin Tucker setting an NFL record up in Detroit, or whether it be, you know, being down by a lot and going into overtime and coming out victorious on the opening drive in overtime. So they've really done something as far as just the collectiveness of their team and their desire to win.
Kadri, great stuff, man. Yes. We appreciate your knowledge.
Tell Rocket I said what's up. We text every once in a while, but tell him I said what's up.
I definitely will.
And Kadri, I think it was real kind of you to act like you remembered Rob.
What are you talking about, Chris?
That was nice.
Chris is just jelly. Chris is jelly because he didn't cover any stars. You know when they were in high school.
Mike Vrabel, Mike Vrabel's one. Antoine Winfield.
Whatever. Nobody knows those guys now. Yeah. You know,
Earl Boykins. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Kadri. Now, great.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you, fellas.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are have been talking about the NFL weekend. We covered Dallas. We covered Baltimore. We covered Cleveland. Probably covered a few more, Rob. But we hit pretty much everybody. The Chargers and a disappointing loss. Obviously, the Baltimore. We hit most of the big games. Arizona, we didn't talk about them, but they mollywopped Cleveland and looked good.
They're rolling.
Are you a full believer? I'm a believer to a degree, but I still got a few questions. Probably just because we haven't seen them do it yet. And they're young. I mean, Kyler's still very young.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Phoenix this weekend. I'm going to go to their game. So,
are you?
Yeah.
Who they playing?
I forgot. I'm sorry. You know what? My head is a little scrambled, but I'm going – this weekend, I just want to.
I was just joking, man. Kadri remembered you. Don't worry. He what? Remembered.
No,
you.
I'm all good. I know.
I thought you, did that mess you up?
No, that did mess me up.
Just
Chris, it's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Like I'm telling you, it ain't that many black people around. All right, trust me.
So no, but yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, let's end it off with some baseball, Rob. And of course, we got the Red Sox. Now, Houston's. It's Rob. It's only the fourth inning. And Houston's put 3 runs on the board, so now they're down 9-3.
Still a big score, but it's
yeah, I mean, it's doable. I mean,
if it was 6-3, then you got a ball game. 9-3, I mean, if
but it's Boston, only the fourth. You know what I mean?
It's early. It's early. But if they don't make that happen, then if Boston loses that game while they were up that big, it's going to be a big loss. But anyway.
You had something to say about the Dodgers. Yeah, they're down 0-2 to the Braves.
Yeah, just, I mean, they were down 3-1 last year, Chris, and they wound up beating the Braves and going to the World Series and winning their first championship since 1988. But I just had an issue with Dave Roberts, the manager, and whether it's from coming from upstairs, Chris, we talked about it a million times. We don't know how much of it is Dave Roberts and how much of it is the front office.
Right.
But they script out the games and decide who's coming in, whether or not somebody's pitching well or not. That's the issue I have. And throwing guys in, and people look at it and go, what are you making a change?
Right.
Like, it's over-managing.
Just like, what in the world is going on? You know?
Yeah, that's the issue. It's not even when it worked out when they beat the Giants, remember? And they took out their 20-game winner, Chris, to get an opener in there rather than like it worked out, but it didn't make any sense. It just didn't. And had that not worked, people would have criticized them left and right. Like, why are you messing with it? And I think if you're a Dodger fan today, it's not that you're down 2-0, which obviously you're not that happy about, and, you know, you love a split in Atlanta, but it's just how the pitching changes – don't really make sense. Like, you got to have a feel for it. I don't care what your menu says that they printed up 3 days before the game, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, right. Here's the matchup. Let's put this guy in the sixth inning against him. Let's put this guy in so he can face these three guys in the seventh inning. That's really what it's come down to.
Yep.
And it's not like, you know, Joe Kelly's pitching great. Let's leave Joe Kelly in. Let's get another inning out of him. Let's get four more outs. Let's wait till somebody gets a hit off of him. Whatever happened to that, right? Nobody's getting a hit off you. Leave you in. If you give up a hit, Chris, then maybe I could see, all right, maybe he's losing a little bit. Or I'll take him out.
Right.
They want you to be perfect, and I don't think that's baseball.
I couldn't agree more with you, and just knowing Robert's, you know, I mean, he's a baseball guy, Rob. He played in the league. He, you know, obviously has been managing now. Like, I don't think those are his calls.
Not all of it. I agree.
I really
with
don't.
You.
I mean, I think he, you know, anybody that played back in the day, don't you think he's going to want to go by feel? Don't you think he's going to be like, look, I got a gut feeling, or I think this guy's made of the right stuff. He can get through it. You know, he's going to be doing a little more of that than just going by paint by numbers. Yep. That's why I think it's coming from on high.
Yeah, and he's the one. He's the fall guy. Nobody's talking about Freeman, you know, and the other people in the front office, Chris. But these moves just don't make – and if the Dodgers lose, again – the Dodgers on paper are the best team in baseball, Chris. Not even close, right?
Yep.
They struggled five games to get past the Giants. And now they're
wins.
In this hole again against the Braves. The Braves don't even have their best player.
Right.
And then some of the other moves, like I would like to see them manage. When Riley came up and got the big hit for the walk-off in game one, Chris, first base was open. Why didn't you put him on base and set up the double play? You got a man on second, and you're pitching to like this, the hottest guy on the roster, hottest guy on the team. Stuff
well,
like
let me
that.
Ask you
That's
this.
Why I want to see managing
during this run where they've won the division with 8 straight years. How do you think the whole time they've been doing more the analytics stuff, or you think it was like?
I think that the analytics
that
work more during the regular season, but not the postseason.
No,
that,
but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like in the playoffs. Because they've only got one World Series.
Right, because they failed. Right. No,
so
that's what
I'm saying. Have they
now.
Been doing analytics that whole
they
time?
They failed too. Yes, because you remember the Red Sox when
the
they
Red
took
Sox,
all their hitters
remember,
out.
Yep. See, it should be – that should teach them a lesson, you know. But we'll see. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. I couple out. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.